He was asking that people who are in the Pad Thai course would go back home today. You have to be patient when learning Dhamma. Do not expect a result, just keep doing. If you expect a result but didn't do anything, but don't do anything, you will never get there. So you have to keep practicing. He said, create a cause and the result would come later. Everything happened for a reason. So you have to train your mind to have sila, consciousness, and wisdom. Nobody can make the mind escape. He'll be free on his own. In the past, now you gather and came to learn, come here to practice Dhamma. I allowed all types of people to come here to practice Dhamma. So I allow everybody to come and learn Dhamma. You can either choose to attend a course, so there will be a trainer, a babysitter, or you can come on your own will, or you can just call and check whether the temple will be open today. We could offer, he was telling us, we could also offer a translator if the translator is available, free of charge. Meaning I didn't get paid for doing this. Not like in other countries. They charge for even going to the toilet. There is a ticket for going into the toilet and out of the toilet. He was telling his experience from going to Germany. He said he could go into the toilet, but he couldn't get out. How many of you have been to Japan? Have you ever been to the traditional toilet in Japan? I was puzzled the first time I went to the toilet in Japan. I couldn't tell which direction I should face. Not knowing is okay. Not knowing the principle of Dhamma is called vichikicca. Do you know? Hold on. He was asking how many of you knows where the load in front of the temple leads to. It leads to nowhere. He said he'd been living here for 10 years, he didn't know either. In practicing Dhamma, it's okay to talk to your friends casually, but there's a limit. You don't talk with them forever. Do you feel that you were laughing? And then once you realize that you were laughing, you try to compose. This is the action of the mind. Sometimes it's too tight, sometimes it's too loose. The right path is the not too tight, not too loose. Now most of the people here got tensed. How do I know that everybody got tense or got tight? Well, it doesn't take a genius. I mean, he could just look at our face and know. Just like teacher, how many of you are teachers? Can you judge by looking at the student's face what they are like? Well, some of you were able to do so, whether they understand or don't understand. But students these days getting weaker and weaker. They can't even add up numbers. They have to use calculators. I keep breathing. But be aware when you breathe. If you are feeling tight, then it means that there's intention. When I stop talking, now you're getting more stress, even more stress out. Just be aware of whatever action the mind takes. Some of you have a fan in your hand. You can practice by fanning yourself. Just do it casually. I notice that your mind would be either too tight or too loose. But you cannot force it to be in the middle, to be normal. But just be aware that it's being too tight or too loose. You cannot make it, you cannot force it, because you cannot control it. If you can do it, then the mind is certain. Can you see that it gets stressed out all by itself? There's stress. The stress occurs all by itself. It works on its own. It's not us, it's not self. So you have to do it like me. The body just moves. Some was thinking that they could never be like Gongpa. See, this is too tight. Oh, this is too loose. Seek your own middle path. The middle path occurs when we know, when we realize, when we are aware. The first instant when we take action, then it will be either too loose or too tight. If the mind works on its own, then it's too loose, I'm sorry. But if you have intention to practice, then you'll be too tight. But the moment that you realize that it's being too tight or too loose, and that's when you're practicing. And breathing in, be aware. Breathing out, be aware. Consciousness will occur. Siddhi is the one who realizes that there's phenomena occurring and disappearing. Is it enough to do it like this? If you cannot meditate the other ways, any other ways, and just be aware of the body that's breathing in and out, this will get you all the way through enlightenment. Whenever the mind drifts, just be aware. When the mind drifts and you're not aware, you can violate the sila or the precepts. But if you're aware of the mind that drifts, anger, lust, or greed occurs, and we are aware, then it's hard for us to violate the sila. The mind that drifts away is called uttaja. It can drift through the eyes, ears, heart, mind. But if we are aware, then this restless mind will disappear. When we have sati, there's no defilements. But when there is defilements, there's no sati. So just be aware that the mind can only have sati momentarily. We'll be aware that the mind drifts or could acknowledge thing or could be aware when there's awareness. Once we could be aware like this, then we would have sila and samadhi or consciousness.
ก็เลยสำคัญว่าขันธ์อื่นๆในเราไปด้วยวางที่จิตตัวเดียวละที่จิตตัวเดียวแต่บางทีว่าจิตไม่ใช่เรา
So it could see that this mind is not self, that none of these five aggregates are self. Because these five aggregates occurs because of this mind. The mind is the cause of the five aggregates. But if we are aware that this mind is not self, then there's no five aggregates either. So if we can let go of the mind, then we let go of the world. So everything boils down to the mind. So be aware of the mind that drips. If you do it often enough, the quality of your mind, you will improve the quality of the mind. And you'll eventually reach the first level of enlightenment. You'll realize that this mind is nothing but suffering. The mind will then transform to this purity substance, no figure or form. No boundaries. Could you feel that there's a boundary? Your mind has some boundary. It can drift, it can move. But if there's no figure or form, then it could not drift, it cannot move. The mind of those with enlightenment, there's nothing that can interfere or change the mind. Because there's no figure or form. There's no figure on the outside. There's no movement inside. This mind do not comes and goes. But if it can still go, it can still move, then it's not the mind of those who got enlightenment. The mind and the universe is the same once you reach the enlightenment state. There's no greed that could move, that could cause movement. Without this not knowing or avisha, there's no force to make the greed occurs. There's no, nothing could be born without this not knowing or greed. In this room, there's not many people who could let go of the mind, but they can only let go of the mind momentarily. They would grab onto the mind again. Once you realize that the mind is nothing but suffering, you will let it go. This is what it means when the mind sees the mind. This is what my great master, Long Pu Dun, taught me. That if the mind can truly see the mind, this is the correct path. Well, the first level of enlightenment, they could only see that the mind is not self. Oh, the body is not self. It's only partially true. But in fact, the mind is also not self. Everything is suffering. When the mind critiques the mind, it can see that there's nothing but suffering. So this is what it means by knowing suffering. Oh, there will be no greed then. So once we know suffering, we will abandon the greed. And then we will reach the enlightenment state. Nirvana will appear right before our eyes. We see Nirvana or Nibbana everywhere, but it's actually right in front of our eyes. Once we get to that stage, we will not grab anything. We will let go of everything. I teach you this right now, but you could not experience it yet. But I have recorded this in a CD. Who knows, 10 years, 20 years after this, if you come back and listen to this again, if you practice hard enough, you might be able to understand, and you might be able to get to the enlightenment stage in this life. My master Longpu Dun is really a great master. He has such great wisdom. Whenever he teach, what he taught covered so much Dhamma, so much knowledge. Although he speaks very little, he spoke very little. Longpu Dun used to say that he stayed with this knower. And this knower is empty, bright. There's nothing, there's only emptiness. People normally don't understand what he talked about because there's not knowing within everybody. What's the emptiness that he was talking about? It's empty from the defilement. There's no defilement. The wisdom is like a bright light. So with his great wisdom, everything is so bright. The light that radiates from those with great wisdom is different from the light that will radiate from common people like us. If our mind has such purity, it will be like a monk. But the Buddha and monks are different in terms of the quality of the mind. There's the mind of the monks who got enlightenment and the Buddha has purity, has the same purity. The mind will not waver. There's no not knowing. There's no more seeking. There's no more greed. All my hunger for phenomena all the time. All my moves all the time. But those who got enlightenment, there's no greed. The mind will not be hungry anymore. So, is that people with enlightenment, when they do things, because there's no movement inside their mind, they just do, but it doesn't cause any effect. Because their mind did not grab on or hold on to anything. The only thing that exists in the body or the mind of those with enlightenment is Nibbana or Nirvana. So we may be able to recite what the great master says, but we don't really understand it because we did not really see what it means. We did not really understand what it means because we never experienced it. It takes time. But for the first level of enlightenment, we can do it. You don't have to become a monk to do it. But becoming a monk is not that easy. You don't always get what you want. Like when I go to teach in other places, they might offer me a hot drink while it was really hot outside, a cold drink when I was in the room with AC. So you don't always get what you want by becoming a monk. So in the first two levels, it's okay not becoming a monk, but for the third and the fourth level, becoming a monk would help in terms of meditation, in terms of practicing Dhamma. Because the third level, you have to abandon the lust, illusion. But the quality of the mind of those who got to the third and the fourth level is so delicate that you either At that time, you might want to become a monk because that will help holding that status, that delicate status. He said, good monks do not scare of DSI. DSI is like the FBI or CIA. As in Thailand these days, monks made headlines all the time. But those who came to investigate him ended up being his disciples. So keep learning Dhamma, keep practicing Dhamma. This does not always occur in this world. This true Dhamma this world is empty from Dhamma for a long time. So the world without Dhamma, if you were born in a world without Dhamma, you will feel like you are getting lost, not knowing where to go. He said, did you notice that you are like, you're making your face like you are baking? He said he's not the type of teacher who would be gentle on the student. She doesn't know whether when she is aware or when she know, she really know that or not. Nopal said, do not try to seek for the answer. Just be aware that you are confused. Be aware that you are curious. She said she doesn't really like doing a formal practicing. He said you have to do it no matter what, whether it's restless, whether your mind is restless or not restless or calm, you have to allocate certain times to pay respect to the Buddha, use that time to repay the Buddha. You're not practicing to get enlightenment. You're practicing to pay respect to the Buddha. You'll progress faster if you think like that. She said when she was doing samadhi, she said she could be aware in the beginning, but later she didn't feel herself. And Paul said, just be aware that you are worried. Or be aware that you are controlling your mind. Take a long deep breath and be aware. He's directing what her mind is like. This is, it was his first time here. He started practicing by reading. But he asked if he knew whether his mind now and a few months ago are different. He could feel that the body and mind are two different things. He said his mind get lost just a moment ago. You tell him to remember what it was like to be aware a moment ago. This guy could feel that this body is some weight or some mass. And he felt angry yesterday because his mind remembered a story that made him mad. But when he is aware that anger remains or occurs, the mind just let go of the anger. He could feel that happiness rises when Longpa was talking about Longpu Dun. But he could feel that it comes and goes, rises and falls. He said, could you see that happiness do not stay forever? If you have opportunity to do good deeds, then do it. If you know that there are certain defilements that occurs in your life, just try not to do it. Is that there's 14 people who want to ask him questions. There's only 20 minutes. He said she's over focusing. She knows, she's aware of that. But the mind did not return to the base. It was sent out. Told to keep breathing and be aware. But do not put intention when you do so. Do not let it overwhelm you. And when your mind was out there, just be aware of your body. When you practice, it shouldn't be out of your body, it should be within this body. He said he doesn't have enough samadhi. So he has to be more relaxed and be aware of the body that breathes. Now he has moha, so he's a little bit too dull. So he has to try to gain samadhi. Once he has samadhi, he will be able to see the mind that moves, and you'll be able to realize that this body is not self. He asked if he understood, but then he said he didn't understand, but he will remember what Longpa was teaching him. So if your mind gets dull or hazy, just use this breathing meditation to help. It will breathe and feel that there's this bright light in the head. And acknowledge that this body is breathing. Yong Pao told her to have compassion, more compassion. But she said she could only do it, but not all the time. She could sometimes do it, but sometimes she couldn't do it. He said that was the correct way. You cannot always do it. He said, when you say a prayer, just keep chanting or keep praying. You don't have to pay attention to whether your mind is restless or not. Just keep praying. It will get her back on track. He said, this guy has a lot of anger. He was even angry with himself. He would like a homework, and Longpa told him to acknowledge that this body and the mind are two different things. Acknowledge things as they are. Wow, she's been listening to his CDs for 8 years. But this is the first time that she talked to him. Her formal practice is saying a prayer and do sitting meditation. But she noticed that her mind is restless all the time. That her friends told her to say a prayer longer. And she said she thinks she improved by doing so. Longpa said, if you feel that you improve, then just keep doing that. She said, but she didn't feel that she's progressing when she's chanting Putto. He said she's the type that tends to think a lot. So, oh, he said, in fact, she could observe the body better than the mind because she likes dressing up. He said she could feel. She could be aware of the body better than the mind, actually. But teach your mind that this body is not self. Direct the mind to think that this body is not self. You have to help it a little by directing your mind to think that way, that this body is not self. She's been listening to the CDs for 10 years now. He said she listened to the CD longer than I than he did, because he never listened to his own CDs. She could be aware of the phenomena that occurs. But in terms of sila, precepts, she still lies sometimes. And now she thinks she's not progressing. He said she's over focusing. The mind would move slowly if she's over focusing. So what she needs to do is she needs to forget about practicing Dhamma and go do things like sweeping the floor and observe the body that move. Then the mind will be free from this, from getting stuck like this. He said her mind got locked in samadhi, that's why it couldn't be aware as fast as she used to. So what she needs to do is observing the body that moves and forget about practicing. He said, when you observe the mind, you're following what happens. The phenomena would rise first, and then you'll be aware of that phenomena. You're following it. He said when the mind feels tight and she didn't like it, just be aware that she didn't like it. Not be aware of this tightness that occurs, that stress that occurs. Be aware that she likes it or didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
ดูเป็นสิ่งที่เปลี่ยนไปเกิดขึ้นแล้วรู้ว่าที่เข้าใจเศร้าหมองหรือว่าเศร้าหมอง
She said she normally use, she meditate by saying a prayer, chanting mantra. He said if you are chanting mantra, then just be aware of whenever the mind drifts when you chant. But he said do not meditate by chanting mantras that you have to read.Just use a mantra that you could remember. So be aware of the mind that is restless while chanting. Be aware of the happiness while chanting. Be aware of the unhappiness while chanting.She was wondering if she had a stable mind without controlling. He said, if you try to make it stable, then that's wrong. It will be stable on its own. This is how you are doing it. This is too much attention, intention. He's trying to imitate what she was doing.He said her mind is not natural. It's bright, but it's sending out, spreading out. What she needs to do is to be aware of the body and be aware that the mind right now and just a moment ago are different, are very different.Now that her mind came back to the base, then she would realize that this body is not self. So keep observing this body from the head to toe, from the toe to head.So while observing the body, then you could, maybe you could see the mind that is happy or unhappy. Then your mind could switch to observing the mind. But don't let the mind go outside the body. He said, when she observed the body, she could see the mind clearly, so she should go back and keep observing the body in order to see the mind. He's using the breath for meditation.He said, doing the breathing meditation, you are not trying to get calm or anything. You're trying to be aware of the mind while breathing. If his mind is too restless, then he could add Buddha while breathing. Breathing in Buddha.Breathing out though. But once his mind is calm, he'll automatically forget the Buddha. So the breathing is just the background. What he really need to do is observing the mind while breathing. Samadhi will occur and later on followed by wisdom. If the mind drifts, just be aware. If the mind is calm, just be aware. He was wondering if he was on the right track. He said he's controlling because he's a little bit excited. He's not sure because sometimes he feels that he's progressing, but sometimes it's deteriorating. But once it deteriorates, he still didn't like it. He said his mind could not accept the truth that there's sometimes there will be some progression or regression. So the mind has to be able to accept when it progress or deteriorates. He said, in the other days he was thirsty, so he went to find something to drink. And he realized that the mind ordered him to walk to find something to drink. He said, "Didn't you just know that? Actually, it ordered us to do things all the time." Long pause that you should teach your mind that it's uncontrollable. Your mind cannot be controlled. He said, it's okay if the mind, when you grab the mind grab the mind and let go of the mind and grab it back again. It's okay when it let go in the first time, but it's not okay when you let go of the mind and then you grab it back on again. He said a lot of people ask him whether they're on the right track or not, or doing correctly or not, but there's different level of correctness. It depends on the quality of the mind. She said she feel pain when she was doing walking meditation. She was wondering whether it's herself or something else. He says sometimes other forces can do tricks on you when you practicing correctly. Other supernatural forces could try to obstruct you when you are doing it correctly, when you practice correctly. If that occurs, then try to observe that this body and mind are two different things. When your arms get this pain in your arm, then just be aware that or observe that this arm is not self. The mind and the arms are two different things. And then be aware that you didn't like it, you don't like it. So he said, even Vedana rises and falls, pain occurs and disappears. But once you are aware, being aware like this, then these external forces cannot harm you. And if you do it like this, then it will not play trick on you again. It will not interfere with your practice again. Well, you have to repay for what you did in the past life. So if you didn't have this karma, then some don't have to repay. She's the type of person that get annoyed very easily. She was wondering if she was on the right track. He said, at the least, when you have to say a prayer, pay respect to the Buddha every day, think about his purity, think about what he did to this world. If you keep thinking about his compassion to the world, then you will have samadhi. This is called Buddha Anusati. The sati would occur by just thinking about the Buddha, thinking about the great thing that he did. Without samadhi, then you would have enough energy to gain wisdom. She said she say a prayer every day. And Paul asked her if she's get angry easily or not. He said, person who get angry very easily is very easy to notice because there's something that radiates from that person. So when she practices, just keep observing the anger that rises and falls. She said when she practiced, she could be aware of the restless mind. But when she's restless, she would observe the body. He said she was doing it correctly. And she tried to meditate when she walked to the toilet, walked to places. She said, she asked if she could do it like that, if she could meditate while walking like that. He said yes. He said, don't forget the body, don't abandon the body, because she could observe the body better. That's it for today.